Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Billy Idol is doing a super secret, wrapped in mystery, incredible, practically one-on-one performance in the Alice Lounge in a secret location. Every day this week at 6:05, you've got a chance to win your way in. Not many people are going to be there. This is going to be a tiny little super exclusive show.
These kinds of things have happened in the past. We've certainly, as radio people, experienced them, and you never forget it.
Right. One of a kind experience.
I remember watching Pink sing in our little
the green room thing there, the Alice Lounge.
Still remember it to this day. I remember sitting on a picnic, like across Phoenix. The band Phoenix was on a picnic. What do they call them? Blanket.
Oh,
like a blanket on the grass, and they had us sitting across from them. I was 3 feet away as the guy sang. I watched Spittle fly.
Oh.
Like, you're that close. And it's just, and yet the talent is beaming out of, like, oh.
To be in the presence of that.
You don't need a stage to activate your superpowers. Imagine that.
Right. I'm dying to see how Billy Idol is with just him and a guitar player.
What? I mean,
Stevens is going to be there.
What will it look like? How will it be set? All that right. Stuff will imprint in your head and you'll remember it forever.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So try and win.
Mm-hmm.
6:05 every day this week. Jane has your chance to go to the super secret Billy Idol in the Alice Lounge. 6:05, she'll give you a code word. You take that to RadioAlice.com and enter that in, and you're in the running for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Billy Idol and Steve Stevens in the Alice Lounge October 29th at a secret location in San Francisco. I can't wait. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. We're all going to go.
Yeah. Wouldn't miss it.
I know. So funny. I was reading the story about MTV this morning. And just every time I think about Billy Idol, I just picture, you know, his videos. And that's why I just think it's going to be so fun to see him now, 40 years later. Like, what is that going to look like?
He was a big part of the 80s.
Oh, my
big.
God. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
On your TV tonight, there's a remake of the movie The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. This was a movie. I think I went and saw it in the theaters. It was Rebecca De Mornay. Remember she had a minute there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you might know her best as the hooker in Risky Business.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a great, creepy movie from 1992.
Do you remember her dad?
Why do I know him?
Wally George was her dad, and he was an afternoon political. He was the early days of screaming Politico.
Right.
Like a
sort
Rush
of Limbaugh
political entertainment, if you will. And he, I don't think he liked her. Like, he thought she was someone doing bad out in the world.
Yeah.
But it was just another, that's just another.
Didn't approve of his daughter's line of work.
A weird time, the Rebecca De Mornay era.
I know. So anyway, Hulu has remade this. And okay. It's about a woman who poses as a nanny in order to get revenge on a family. And she wants to steal the other lady's kids. So she's the hand that's rocking the cradle. It stars Maika Moore as a psychotic nanny, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead as the unsuspecting mom. But it doesn't really matter. If you are a fan of that movie, and you want to see kind of an updated version. I just thought, huh, that's interesting. 30 plus years later, they come out with another round of that.
I love Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Why?
I just find her just to be everything.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead
what?
Is everything.
She's super cute.
Please put up a picture of Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Sure.
So I can see.
Yeah, God, that name sounds so pretentious.
Scott Pilgrim is one of my favorites.
I actually love Scott Pilgrim.
I don't know this lady.
You know what? She's not even recognizable as the girlfriend in Scott Pilgrim here. Well, I guess that movie is pretty old. She's 40 now. So she plays the mom.
Okay.
The other day, you did one of your 10 years ago this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby Hitler thing came up. I guess that was like a trending thing.
And it was fun to talk about because the idea of Maddie attacking a baby has had me both laughing and horrified.
Because the question was, if you could go back in time, would you kill baby Hitler?
I mean, I wouldn't attack it. I'd sneak up on it. I wouldn't like run at it.
It's not going to get away. You can do whatever you
if
want.
If it doesn't have the mustache, there's just no way you could do it. Or you got to put a weapon in its hand and, I don't know, make it look. How are you going to walk up on a baby?
Pillow and.
Ah, come on. No.
It's a baby Hitler, by the way, not just a baby.
I know.
This is a baby
but still.
That causes 60 to 80 million people to die. Got to do
it. And we have a few time travel hooks here in this show because our Bob from Bob's Movie Club fame, which is tomorrow morning, by the way, at 6 o'clock. Make sure you've watched The Black Phone, the original one. She's really into time travel movies. And it turns out that we know someone. I actually really love this person. I think she's very talented and kind of incredible to watch. She can time travel. Janelle Monáe. Who, by the way, did not squander her time traveling on going back and killing baby Hitler. Yeah, she time travels.
Janelle Monáe. Okay, that came out kind of soft. I'm like, who did you just say?
Monáe.
Janelle Monáe time travels.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it so crazy?
It is crazy. It's stupid and crazy, and it's a funny story, but she...
So she does LSD?
No, she does interviews where she gets asked about something, and then she starts talking about how the time she tried... She time traveled back to the 1970s in order to. I went back to the 1970s and I saw David Bowie do the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, and it was incredible.
On a TV show, or she went back?
She went back.
Physically was there.
Time traveled.
It's continuing to
happen.
She
said, I was backstage. I was like, this is what I want to do. And so I jetted back to the 2000s and I was like, I can have the musical, make the music, create the lyrics, create community around transformation and being queer, and not even just in sexuality, but in how we see the world. It was a video interview.
I have news for
her. And you can see the interviewer trying to decide how to handle this.
That era, well, I mean, that era was the 70s?
Yeah. Ziggy Stardust?
Early
70s,
yeah,
I think.
70s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, but then I thought to myself, that is a better use of time travel than going back and murdering a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just be selfish about your time travel. Why you got to go back and try and solve all of society's problems? Why can't you just go back and enjoy? I would love to have seen David Bowie doing Ziggy Stardust.
I will say it would be a lot easier to get the baby if you never heard a Hitler speech where the Hitler is just going like it's that language and the yelling that he does and all the stuff. You might be able to take out that baby if he was doing a Hitler speech, but.
Well, that's the problem. He's a baby.
I know.
And that's so it's hard to kill a baby. So just go find a good concert from a band that, you know, or someone who's died, someone you'd like to go see.
I love Bowie. So she's got good taste.
Yeah. You don't have to play the audio, but just roll that because we're talking about Janelle Monáe, who you might know from Hidden Figures. She's in the second Glass Onion movie or Knives Out, whatever it's called.
She also did an incredible like Prince tribute.
She is an amazing
singer
and dancer.
Was that at the Grammys? Is that where that happened?
I don't remember what year that was, Vin, but absolutely. She's incredible. So she's sitting down with a Rolling Stone person, singer Lucy Dukas. She does an interview with Janelle, and the look on her face is so classic because she's looking at Janelle Monáe talking about this as though she's actually time traveling and just trying to kind of figure out, A, what the hell is this girl smoking? B, how do I handle this? Like, I'm trying to do an interview with her here. So that's half the fun of watching this video because she is so convinced that she went back in time to see, I don't know, maybe she
did. Oh, look at her. I love it.
Her eyes just flip back and forth. Like, what? What did she just say?
Or you don't have to do a cute little giggle after you make a great joke.
Yeah, that's true. I have never learned that. Janelle is also an actress, so she could be this. Maybe this is like a method thing. She's got some time travel movie coming up.
Well, I do think that people who've done a million interviews can sometimes decide to entertain themselves.
Right.
So there's no doubt that that's a possibility. And if you know her, then you know her tongue is firmly planted in her cheek and that this is just her giving an interview, giving her 700th interview and making it fun.
Lucy goes, you traveled back? And Janelle's like,
And then I jetted back home.
And then I went back home. I decided, I want to bring this with me back into the future.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's just super fun.
It's
like
so fun.
So funny just to watch Lucy, because she's nodding. Like, she's like, you know, I learned all this stuff about, you know, whatever she was going on about. And Lucy's kind of nodding at her like, It's really funny. Can you post that on the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page? Yeah.
It's like when someone says something controversial and you're waiting for them to laugh. So that you know that they're
right,
kidding.
Exactly.
Lucy's holding,
she
she's like waiting for
going.
Her to laugh, and she just leans in. I right. love it.
And even as Lucy's trying to get her to be like, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm talking metaphorically or, you know, whatever.
Right. Nope.
And she's fully just like, yeah, I went back.
No, I get it. There's pressure on anybody who gets a celebrity's time for an interview and a camera's on. There's pressure on you to somehow make this work.
Mm-hmm.
So, whereas I could totally see anybody in their right mind going, we're done here. I'm getting up.
Well,
I'm going to walk.
This is a musicians on musicians. Lucy Dacus is also a musician.
She's a singer.
So
I don't know. I am not familiar
back and
with
forth.
Her.
She's in a she was in a super group called Boy Genius with what's that girl's name? One of the Phoebes. Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh.
And Julian Baker. Yeah. It's very gay.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's why they were talking about all the queer stuff, I guess, right? So anyway, Janelle Monáe, is she crazy or is she just messing with us? I mean, obviously it's one of those because as far as I know, time travel is not a thing. I mean, it's a fun thing to daydream about or watch in a movie or for the Avengers to invent in 10 minutes in the course of a movie. You know what we need here? Time travel. Okay, let's get to the lab. Great. Now let's go back and fix everything.
Oh, Lucy's from Bad Virginia.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that she's not a best Virginian. Anyway, I just thought it was funny because we were talking about what you'd do if you would. Because honestly, if it's the choice between going and killing a baby Hitler, or going back and seeing Ziggy Stardust perform live,
So if you had a choice between going back and fixing something in history, or going back to enjoy a concert for yourself, you would take the concert for yourself.
I think I would take the concert. And here's my even deeper reason is that you really don't know what the outcome would be. Like, what if, who said it? Was it you? What if it's even worse? What if you kill baby Hitler and some even worse monster rises? You see, you just
roll
don't
the dice.
Know. So you just want to have fun in your own life, you know?
Also, it's a baby the whole time. I mean, what wasn't it?
It's really hard. It's
find
very,
that
very
gear? I truly think hard. That I could, in defense of my family or in defense of self, do something like that. You know, if the baby was coming at
family.
Me,
yeah.
then I'm in. But otherwise,
one of those little ninja babies.
I'm not
you
just
know, with
jumping
the
some baby and going, that's
throwing
it,
stars.
Kid. No more for you. Mm. No more breathing for you.
Right.
But luckily, there's Maddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the rescue.
And babies are super slow, so you could just like run away from it until Maddie gets there in order to, you know, he's the one with the cojones to do that.
Our really smart listeners, 415, just put baby Hitler in a closed box, then walk away. Then it's like Schrodinger's cat. You're never quite sure if it's dead or alive.
Right. Till you get back to your home time.
Right.
And you realize that he crawled out of the box like a baby would. Stupid baby.
It's hard for babies to get out of boxes. But maybe even that intervention, they were like, we got to protect this baby. We move it somewhere else where it, you know, becomes the artist it was always meant to be. In his new book, Kevin Federline, yes, dear.
By the way.
Yeah.
How does this keep happening to us? Lucy Dacus is, oh, it's next month. Sorry. She's touring as we speak. She's in New York next week, but in San Francisco on November 22nd.
Oh.
Lucy Dacus, everybody.
If you've got people who are Lucy Dacus fans and they're coming in to visit you for Thanksgiving, now you've got one night planned. Enjoy. I know, she doesn't look familiar to me, though. I thought
two nights at the Chase Center.
Yeah.
She's big.
Are they just closing off like a little small section of it?
Two nights at the Chase Center, everybody.
Lucy. Jane is probably cursing our names right now. Hold on. I'm going to type in Lucy Dacus and see if we've got a song in here. Lucy.
Wow.
Oh, thank God we don't.
Yeah, two nights at the Chase Center next month. So she is I don't know her, though.
I don't
so
either.
I didn't know her by looks, and I didn't know her by name. I've heard the name Boy Genius before.
Yeah. And Phoebe Bridgers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But okay. So, And by the way, Janelle Monáe, one of the most continues to be one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
And that Prince tribute.
Stunning. It was incredible.
She crushed that.
That was the first time I really went, Janelle Monáe. Wow. Mm-hmm. I think she had already been in Hidden Figures by then, but.
And she was good in that, too.
She was good in that, yeah. Yeah, she's.
But I don't put on her records. I there's not.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot of her songs. But she's talented, and she's an actress, and she's a BSer in interviews, and or she is on ayahuasca, and she that definitely does think that maybe she did time travel. Who are we to say that the bounds of the universe, the physical laws of the universe, apply to all of us? We don't know.
Yeah, who are you to say?
Right, no one in an infinite universe. Anything is possible. Improbable, but okay. In his new book, Kevin Federline calls on the hashtag Free Britney movement to save Britney.
Oh, now he wants them to activate to unsave her.
I don't know that he had a dog in that race. I think he was getting his pay and he was trying to ignore it, and she was kind of being held down and contained. One of its leaders is saying that it no longer exists. There was a full-on super group of people trying to free Britney.
Working their keyboards hard.
He's
all
called
day,
on
every
them,
day.
To help his allegedly troubled ex-wife, Britney Spears. This woman named Pilar Vigneault, who lives in Chile.
Says, I love Chile.
The heads of the movement don't meet anymore. We don't talk anymore. We were so burned out. This was the group. It was all fans formed to call for the end. And they were just, their entire job appeared to be post on social media all the time, talking about freeing Britney, and be on the court steps, holding signs, waving flags.
Well, wasn't part of the Free Britney movement also to out the dad as an abuser?
Yes. Oh, they made
there
tons
was a
of
lot
allegations
going on there. Right. Yeah.
So they were. Then they say here the fan led group was formed to call for the end of Spears' court ordered conservatorship, just to help her get free. So congratulations, mission accomplished. Now, let's get her back in a conservatorship. Get this figured out. They held rallies across the country, researched the case, mounted social media campaigns. In 2019, Miley Cyrus, Cher, Paris Hilton, Christina Aguilera, and even Spears' one-time boyfriend, Justin Timberlake, eventually, showed support. And the judge lifted the order in 2021 after 13 years. And now... And as you are probably aware, she posts increasingly concerning Instagram videos. Here's her latest. caption, my kids have known me as Saint Mother Teresa for 15 years. Mom was the sister. I'm the daughter. You're the parent. Get it straight, teacher. Can I come to your class, mama? I have a schoolgirl outfit on. Let's go shopping first thing. And she's doing the crazy dances that she does.
I mean, she's not hurting anybody.
No.
Like, you know, like leave.
Drinking out of a tiny little teacup.
Yeah, leave Brittany alone.
What is that?
It looks kind of looks like dog poop. So maybe that's what it is. But I don't know. It's hard to tell.
There's stuff on the floor around her as she dances wildly.
Looks suspicious. Yeah.
The same video or is this a different?
Yeah, this is the video goes on and on. It's all these different clips of it.
Oh.
Yeah. It feels like she is alone a lot. Like even though there's some. You know, so she's got a tripod with a light.
Yeah,
she just
she's
dances.
Set that up. That one's
but,
not.
But if she's happy, like the people always, you know, some people, if I'm in a coma, leave me there. I might be really happy. It might be the greatest thing in the world to be in a coma. You don't know. Nobody knows. Just let it be. So she's fine.
Her posts aren't any weirder than Justin Bieber's.
I'm a little concerned about him as well, though. Yeah, she's.
She looks happy to you, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
She's enjoying herself. Look at her go.
I don't know.
She worked hard.
Get a mirror, though. I mean, seriously, like, that outfit sucks.
I think it's hot.
That might be the worst outfit I've ever seen her in.
Yeah, I do.
It's terrible.
You're into that.
Yeah, I like Crazy Brittany.
Okay. Anyway, her ex-husband is like, he says, all those people who put so much effort into the hashtag Free Brittany should now put the same energy into the Save Brittany movement. This is his book that I believe this came out yesterday. It's called You Thought You Knew, Kevin Federline, her ex-husband. Because this is no longer about freedom. This is about survival. That's what he wrote.
I think it's crazy to call for the internet to do anything at this point.
Are you kidding? It's the all-powerful internet.
I respect that K-Fed has taken care of the kids. And I respect that he has to continue to support his lifestyle. So he has to write a book. But I mean, I understand what he's saying, like, well, where's all that energy for how she's doing now? But, like, don't ask the internet to help, but go and talk to whoever is around her if you actually care.
He's very busy. Her. He's got a book and kids and lives in Hawaii, I think. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to fly back and get involved in that. But yes, if you really cared, don't just write a book about it.
Do we know if in the book anywhere he actually discusses the conservatorship and how that was going and like what he thought of that? Because that to me would be,
I would think he must have had some kind of thoughts on that. I mean, it is a book about him and Brittany.
That's what I'm saying is that, you know, we're hearing him, that clip made it out, the whole, you know, now you should try to save her. But what did he have to say? Does he say the dad was truly a problem?
It's not in the excerpt I'm looking at, but I wouldn't doubt it.
He's got to have an opinion on it.
Absolutely.
I hope it's in the book somewhere.
Well, even just the fact that this came up in the book, like, you guys should form a Save Brittany thing now. Let's save her from herself. It means he must have addressed it. So anyway, there's that. Oh, shoot. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bay Area's number one reporter from NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman, is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8, we are going to help out one of our beloved listeners who has a problem with our bad advice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay, so here's what's happening. Clouds expected today and high in the upper 60s. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, I now would like to introduce to you the Bay Area's premier number one reporter.
Oh, I NBC. Thought you were the number one reporter.
I'm being generous oh, right now.
You're like the anchor in this scenario, right?
This is me being
right?
humble okay, all right. and trying to...
My bad. Okay, we'll fix this in
God,
post.
Sarah.
Sorry. Try again.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me please introduce to you the Bay Area's premier reporter, the number one reporter, NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you. Hey, guys.
Scott Budman, the person, not the dog.
You're welcome. Happy to say. Listen, hey. I want to begin with, I know that you travel the Bay Area, and I know you also just came back from a fact-finding mission on the East Coast. I wonder if anyone that you've come across is feeling the way I am with AI, as these stories are now crossing my desk Every day. And I don't know where I was the day we voted to release this Kraken, but I missed that vote. And I am truly, I hear it from every, like the people I'm surrounded by and more have this thought process that is, well, we're screwed. And it feels
but I'm
like
using it.
I'm utterly impotent. I just go, what? Okay, I didn't have a say in this thing coming into my life, and as it expands its tentacles, I find myself going, we have no say in this. Am I the only one, Scott, or is this something, a feeling that you've come across?
This is great, and all your points are right, and I think that a lot of people are feeling that way. AI, if you think about it, has been around for generations in little forms. There have been movies made about computers and machines, you know, your RoboCops taking over, and just the idea that we are a weaker species if we build up all these computers. And the concern now that it's become an actual money-generating, job-creating, and yet, you know, job destroying thing at the same time. And in other words, it's part of our lives, not just part of our sort of movies or fantasy books or whatever. The concern is that it will take our jobs. The concern is that it will make us dumber. And it's all correct, uh-huh. everything you say. I mean, there's so much money in this right now that we are kind of powerless to stop where it's going until and unless people stop using it, businesses stop using it, and then all these companies and venture investors that are putting so much money, and we're talking trillions of dollars here into AI, start to lose money, and then they'll go find something else. But you're right. Everybody is feeling this way at all ages. Very kind of you to call my vacation a fact-finding mission. But I was also visiting our daughter at college. And, you know, you hang out with 20, 21-year-olds, and I have to ask, how do you guys feel about AI in the classroom, in the lab, in your lives, on your phones? And they kind of feel this way too. Like, hey, it was neat to ask ChatGPT something, and it's neat to have, you know, somebody talk to me and give me advice, but I'm about to get out into the real world and try to get a job, and I'm worried all the jobs will be taken. And it's really sobering to hear somebody that young and smart say that, but it is really very widespread, Vinny, these concerns that you say. Absolutely.
Well, and I to stay on this for one more second before we get into all the great new AI stuff that's coming out, because that's, you know, part of the story here. But I do feel like here's someone who, you know, maybe if the timing wasn't right, or maybe they just didn't see the warning signs, but someone who went to school for, I don't know, coding, you know, right. What do they call that? Computer science. And they find themselves out in the workforce, and a mere 5-7 years later, these companies are now saying, we don't need you to do that anymore because the computer will do it itself. And suddenly you're like,
But
I'm supposed to be one of the most highly sought talents in the country, and now I'm turned out. What?
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of warning signs were there and if people should have picked up on it, but it is one of those AI situations where even the people in the computer business have to find themselves going, ah, crap.
What have we done?
Right. And it is kind of a what have we done. You know, there are schools, universities that have AI majors now. It's that pervasive. And yet some of the jobs that are being lost are in coding, like you say, because AI can do it. Even AI jobs are being lost. People that come out to program, Salesforce famously laid off a few thousand people saying, hey, the AI is so efficient, we don't need to hire people anymore, you know, for these AI bots. Meta, just this morning, and there have been very few companies spending as much on AI as Meta, just this morning saying it will lay off 600 employees. Where? In its AI unit. And those are actual people because they're trying to get nimble and see if AI can do the work itself. So you're right, to an extent, even when you focus on the hot technology, sometimes that technology gets so efficient that all those people that you hired are no longer necessary. So there's really nowhere to hide right now. We all like to tell ourselves, well, my job is, you know, it's something that humans need to do, but who knows? And a lot of that still has to be shaken out. But also, we still need these companies to prove that AI can make a living, can make money, can pay back these investors. And I don't think we've seen that yet. So I don't think AI will take over the whole world, at least not yet. But it is concerning, especially to hear young people say, gosh, I've got this computer science degree, or I can code, or I can even do AI, and some of those jobs are being chopped because the computers themselves are just getting so efficient.
They're like, we got this. We don't. Thank you. Thanks for the setup.
You know, to be in your 50s and you've launched your career, you've lived your life, you're, you know, now I can see someone getting caught, I guess, with your hand in the cookie jar, just living your life and going, oh my God, this thing's coming for my job. But to be in your 20s and to be saying I'm screwed, and you've only just finished your school and you're starting your career and already be turned out for the AI, it's pretty scary. So, and again, the whole, I know, I realize this isn't the story and we're about to get to them, but I just, that feeling like I didn't have a say in this.
Right.
It's just happening. We're talking to Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, and we'll now get to the stories about AI.
Hey, that was a big story about AI. It's taking your jobs.
AI companies are now opening up to erotic content online. Oh, I guess
that's,
it's not
hot.
Even like, so this is ChatGPT, right? That is now gonna be, they'll take the sort of,
it's bringing sexy back.
Is it?
Isn't it?
What's happening with that, Scott?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, said, talking about, ironically, how to age gate and make sure that children don't get in trouble with some of these bots that are doing suggestive things. And he said, hey, but when it comes to adults, we're going to allow them a little more freedom on ChatGPT and these kind of things, including erotica, which is just not something you usually hear a CEO talking about, even with technology. But now that Pandora's box has been open, people are talking about ChatGPT with more erotic content. XAI, which is owned by Elon Musk, has already been down that road with some of its AI companions, you know, doing what they call sexy talk and spicy mode and things like that. And you wonder where this goes, both in the back and forth between us and the chatbots, but even with some of the new video generators, you talk about Sora, the image generator, which eerily looks like human beings doing things to the point where, you know, we're all vulnerable to deepfakes, but this could get into the R-rated or even X-rated content, which, by the way, has always been around when it comes to technology. You know, if you think back to the VHS days, virtual reality, even social media, it's always sort of been at the forefront, and now it's coming to AI officially.
They say that sex drives technological innovation. Like, it's in the end, it's all for fun.
Well, I would also say in that respect that, yes, there were even phone lines where you could get sexy talk, sure. And it might even have was a real person or whatever, but it was... So I don't want to make the main point that is we're further isolating ourselves when in reality we've always had that, you know, far off voice, you know, helping us get where we need to go. That's not brand new, but OpenAI not only is taking the gates, I guess you could say, off of the naughty talk, but they're also now going into a web browsing sort of direct competition with Google. And I don't think we've seen that in a
real way.
A possibility? Let me see it here. OpenAI, ChatGPT, they already have 800 million users. Now, I don't know what Google has, but is there a chance that they can get sort of a foothold or a piece of the browsing business from Google, which is without question the king browser?
Right.
I think the short answer is yes, they can. You know, a lot of people have talked about, because ChatGPT is so effective at answering your questions and finding out what you need and directing you to that restaurant, you know, you can just ask your phone, hey, I've got these ingredients in the refrigerator, what should I make? It's talking about how we don't really need the search engine as much anymore. That's a big concern to Google investors and to that company. And it's sort of taking over some of the browser needs. When you can just say, hey, book this flight and then get that hotel, ChatGPT or Siri or whatever, it really makes the interaction that we have with the entire internet a much simpler thing, potentially. Yeah. And there are obviously risks here. Businesses might be left out that previously you would find on the web, just like there are risks with erotic content. I mean, are we getting it into the hands of non-adults, of young people? We've already seen young people interact with bots in inappropriate and sometimes very dangerous ways. The idea of an AI-powered web browser, like you say, this has kind of been around for a while. The web browser finds what we want. It assumes that we're going to want this next if we looked up that. It's why every time you so much as have, it seems, a conversation about something like fitness, you're getting ads for rowing machines on your phone and that sort of thing.
Right.
It also leads to how we get advertising. So AI has been in the game for a long time, and it sort of makes sense that OpenAI would release its own browser. The only question is, do we really need a browser, period? Not to mention another browser. But competition, I'd say, is always good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. There just isn't enough time for us to get through this segment without feeling completely full. So you're going to leave us a little hungry. But on your way out, I just wanted to touch this. Meta also, as you said, mentioned Meta and their job cuts. Meta is also releasing new AI glasses. Can you talk about that for a minute before we tap out?
Yeah, I've been able to try those. And that's really interesting. You know, we've talked earlier about, say, the Apple Vision Pro and the big clunky Oculus glasses that you wear on your head. And they feel a little strange in terms of, are humans meant to really wear something like, you know, ski goggles on steroids around for our entertainment? That said, what they jack you into is another world, and it's pretty incredible. Meta is trying to do that, and some other companies with regular glasses. They're Ray-Bans, you know, those kind of things. And yet, at the same time, you can talk to them because they are AI-powered, and they even come with things like ChatGPT and Meta's version of that. And so you would say, hey, show me the price of this house, and it would look it up on the internet, or give me a recipe for something, or hey, can you take a photo of this? And so you're having almost a dialogue with your smart glasses in the way that you would with your smartphone. And it's much easier and looks less geekier because you've got Ray-Bans on instead of a giant, clunky, you know, Vision Pro type thing or Oculus thing. And so this is also far less expensive. They start around $300, they go to about $500, $800, and on up. But it is a way in if you want something smart other than your phone. It's not as powerful as your phone, but it does some of those things in a less, I don't know, intrusive, geeky style than, say, the Google Glasses of the past. So we'll see if it catches on. But again, it's much less, hey, that person is doing something with the device, as opposed to that person is you know, talking to himself, but he's got Ray-Bans on.
Right, he's cool, though, because he's got Ray-Bans on.
Well, and even with all the reservations that I'm putting out into the into the airwaves, there you are putting them on going, wow, this is pretty cool.
Right.
This isn't bad. I kind of like it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you tried it and you liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, and this is what I felt about the bigger ones, the Vision Pros, the Oculus. After a while, I found that I wasn't reaching for it as much, just because I like seeing things, you know, in the real world.
What?
And yet, well, if people are going to pursue this, I think this is an easier, less intrusive form factor because, again, it's just like you're wearing sunglasses and you can do a bunch of things. You can have your phone calls. You can listen to your music. It's all piped in. And it does a really good job for what it does. I just don't know if it's going to replace the phone, but you never know. There's always this, what can we have in our lives?
I love my watch. I love my watch. Scott Budman, thank you so much. NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman
Thanks, Scott.
We'll have you back soon because there just wasn't enough time. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Will
do.
Coming up, dear Sarah and Vinny, my boyfriend lives under his ex and it just gets more complicated from there. Can you help me? Yes, we can.
All right.
What? Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.